My ancestral homeland, such that it is in the United States, is a small county in western central Illinois. It's a county called Calhoun County, Illinois. And Calhoun is a peninsula. It sits between the Mississippi and the Illinois rivers, and it's the confluence of those rivers. And then I grew up in Florissant, which is the confluence of the Mississippi and the Missouri. So I grew up in that land between the rivers, if you will. And so my mom and dad, coming from Calhoun, and me being their child, we were very used to flooding. Flooding was a yearly occurrence, okay? And so it never did, even in the 500-year floods, never did the whole county become completely, you know, covered. But, especially in 73 and 93, okay, those 500-year floods that everybody in the entire United States saw and saw pictures of, there was a lot of water. But every year we were used to the waters coming up. And every year, as it got ready to flood, you know, we'd make sure that the grandmas had everything they needed, and we'd go up to the county and we'd make sure everybody had food and all that stuff, because you never knew how long the waters were going to be up. Everything was fine until the water really covered, the road between Hardin and Campsville. And when the road was covered between Hardin and Campsville, you had to always measure how deep it was. And if it was so deep, you could drive through it. And if it was deeper than that, then you had to go up on the high road. You had to go up the ridge and around. I'm telling you, the last time I did that, I got lost. I'd have a postman lead me down off the hill because I couldn't find my way. I was trying to remember the way from my youth. Couldn't do it, okay? And so, it was part of life. And all my cousins and everybody that still live up there, aunts and uncles, they know that when the river's up, they've got to drive an extra hour in order to get to work because they've got to go around the waters. They've got to make the proper adjustments. They've got to do what they've got to do. And that's part of the if you will, the curse of living in Calhoun. But they think the blessings so far outweigh the curses that it's worth it. You know, for those few weeks a year when the waters have risen, you've got to just make adjustments. And one of the things that we always noticed was when the waters finally went down, everybody took a nice big sigh of relief. And everybody began to just say, isn't it lot good that life's normal again? Isn't it good that life's normal again? Because you see, sometimes you take for granted what you've got and what's normal until suddenly you've got to work around it. That for me is in some ways kind of an analogy for our spiritual life. It's kind of an analogy for why we need Lent. Have you figured out the math in this whole thing yet? So, how many days was the rains that caused the flood? 40 days. 40 nights. How much time did Jesus spend in the desert? 40 days. 40 nights. Be careful how you answer the next question. How many years, hint, okay, did our ancestors wander in the desert? 40 years, okay? Have you got it figured out yet that 40 doesn't necessarily mean 40, but it means however long it happens to last? 40 is kind of like God's time. It's however long it needs to last. Sister Diane is really good about this with our RCIA people, because she always says to them, she says, just because you may start Ash Wednesday as the beginning of Lent, it doesn't mean you're going to automatically be at Easter by the time Holy Thursday hits. And isn't that true in our lives? We all know it. If you're human, you know what it is to suffer. If you're human, you know what it is to be sick. If you're human, we've all experienced and know people who died. If you're human, you know what it is to experience pain. If you're human, you know what it is to lose sight of what's important until suddenly something changes and you have to pay attention to it again. The waters rise in our lives. They rise and they fall. And they're there as often as it happens to us. And then eventually it goes down again. And when it goes down again, we have that moment where we can say to ourselves, oh, thank God, something's back to normal. We've had 3 families in the parish that have experienced death in the last few days. The Eshes, okay, whose son Stephen, 8 months younger than I am, was having an operation, and he's dealing with some lung cancer and didn't survive the operation. All right. We had John Howell, who has been sick for a long time, but John finally said, "I can't fight anymore." And so Susan lovingly said to him, "I understand. And if you don't want any more, you know, if you don't want, you know, to be intubated and all that stuff again, okay. I can let you go if you're that tired." Now there's love, okay? I can let you go if you're that tired. So John went to heaven. April's dad got to go to heaven, or grandpa got to go to heaven today. All right? That means the water has risen in their lives. And I wish I could spare you from it, April, but I can't. The water's risen in your life, and now you're just going to have to wait until the water recedes again. And that's the way of life. That's our spiritual life. We all have these things happen to us. It's part of our human existence. Because again, things were normal when things were perfect, and we as human beings messed it up, remember? We had paradise. But we decided we wanted to do it our way instead of God's way. Welcome to our world. But we've learned how to ride the waters up and down. Because think about that story of the flood. Symbolically, in that story, God at one point in time said, "You guys have messed it up enough, I'm going to wipe the whole thing clean and start over again." That's what that story of the flood is supposed to remind us of. God said, "I'm just going to start over again. You guys have messed it up so badly." Yeah, you guys have messed it up so badly. And in that context, we stop and remember, once the waters go down again, how it's good to have normal again. Because our normal is being with God. Our normal is feeling that union with God. And stop and think about it. How much do we do that when things are going oh so great? We don't have nearly as much need for God when things are going oh so great, because we think we're controlling the world and we think it's all going well because of us. And it's only when the rug gets pulled out from underneath of us that we recognize how close we need God. It's only in those moments when life is kind of falling apart that we really cry out and ask for ourselves to remember that God's near. And that, friends, is why we have Lent. That's why we have those periods of flood in our lives. That's why we have to stir around in ourselves and figure out how we can have God near, because that's the normal for which we long. That's the normal that we need. And so I'm going to say to you, ride those waves. Recognize what's happening as it unfolds. And let's call on our God to be near us. You see, the kingdom is not supposed to be just something that happens in the end of this world. And Mark's gospel is the best at it. Because Mark's gospel just doesn't have a lot of other stuff in it. And so when Jesus is coming around and saying, "Live in the kingdom, behold, the kingdom's near," he wasn't just talking about the kingdom at the end of life. He was talking about the kingdom we live in day to day. And he's basically saying is, we've got to learn how to live in the kingdom. And Jesus invites us then in a new covenant that even supersedes the old ones, that says, if you live with me and you die with me, you'll rise with me. You'll rise with me. That's the new covenant. And rather than the rainbow, we're reminded that that covenant is the cup of salvation that we will raise up. And again, in the strangeness of our time, I wish you could all still share from the cup. But for now, I'm doing it for us. Okay? I'm raising up that cup of salvation. There is the sign again of the new covenant, of our new normal. Of our new normal. As a kid, I learned that eventually the waters recede. And so they will in the floods of our lives. But when they do, we have to take that deep breath. And we have to thank God for remembering what's normal again. What's normal for us is to repent and to believe in the gospel.